Joe Arter is on the line. Joe is a media spokesman down at City Hall and takes care of the information that comes out of the mayor's office, and tonight is coordinating information coming out of Civil Defense Headquarters as well. Joe, tell us something about this curfew.
The county judge, Todd Hollenbach, and acting mayor Creighton Mershon announced at 7:30 tonight that there will be a curfew in effect now for the time being in the east end of Louisville. Of course, it may be the area to be included may be extended as these new storms develop. But for now, the area is bounded on the north by Brownsboro Road, Grinstead Drive, and Eastern Parkway. On the south by Westport Road, Lexington Road, Trevilian Way, and the Waterson Expressway. This includes a fan area east of Freedom Hall. The county judge and the acting mayor have asked for all citizens throughout the rest of the city and county to voluntarily stay off the roads and stay indoors. In the affected area, this curfew will be enforced. There have been some difficulties in previous hours with emergency medical vehicles having a tough time getting through clogged roadways. Vehicles from the city and county works departments are clearing the roads as quickly and effectively as they can, but in order to facilitate their work, we ask that everyone stay indoors and off the road.
I seriously doubt that we do, Joe, but do we have any way to determine how many people are going to have to take advantage of these shelters that Civil Defense has set up for the evening?
No, we're just beginning to get trickling information in. The police have taken some people to those shelter areas, but they have been so busy transporting people that they really haven't had time to make counts. Again, as I'm sure you've stressed before, there's a continuing serious situation with the water supply. Water pressure is down, especially in the East End, and the county judge and the acting mayor have asked everyone, please, to conserve on water.
What should one do, Joe, if he needs to take advantage of these shelters?
The most effective way to plug right into one of them is to call the Red Cross Information Center at 589-4450. The three main centers in the East End now are Highland Junior High, Wagner, and Ballard. It was earlier announced that Barrett would be a shelter center, but it was damaged in the storm and will not be.
Okay, Joe Arter, I'll let you get back and find out what's developed while you've been with me on the phone.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Joe Arter from Civil Defense Headquarters at City Hall. A couple of things lined up to bring you up to date on what's going on. First, let's go to Chuck Paddock.
Glenn, in line with shelters where people can stay tonight, there is a church in the Brownsboro Road area which is volunteering its space for people who want to come sleep there if their home has been damaged or destroyed. It's the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Church. It will be open tonight at 4938 Old Brownsboro Road, and that's just south of Holiday Manor Shopping Center. They say if you're going to come there to sleep or to spend the night because your home was damaged or you can't get home for some reason, if you have, and this may sound strange at this point because of all the hustling around of things that people are doing, but if you have a sleeping bag, you'd be wise to bring it with you so that you might have something to sleep in there at the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Church. Now, the church will be open tonight at 4938 Old Brownsboro Road, south of Holiday Manor Shopping Center. And then, as Joe Artery said a few moments ago, you can get in touch with the Red Cross. And there are three centers where you can go to sleep tonight or spend the night or get Red Cross help if you need it. Apparently, we are going to have quite a few people who are out of their homes tonight. We've got large numbers of homes damaged. According to reports we had earlier from Dick Gilbert, there were at least 200 homes in the Indian Hills area, and this is Dick Gilbert's description, that had no second floor because of the damage. And as we all know, bedrooms usually are on the second floor, so that leaves people with very little place to sleep if their homes were in that area. So call Red Cross, or you can go to Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Church on Old Brownsboro Road. Byron Crawford is on the phone now. Byron?
Yes, Chuck, thank you. And before we go into the report from Frankfort, which we're about to receive, we should remind everyone in Louisville that there is a curfew in effect. Unless you have business out on the streets of Louisville and Jefferson County, you should not be there. There is also a request that persons in the Okolona vicinity, that general area of the county, should take precautions, because we do have a strong cell moving into that vicinity. Now, on the line with me is Prudence Moore, who used to be one of us here at WHAS. Prudence is in Frankfort now, and Frankfort apparently was hard hit by a storm just after Louisville got the tornadoes this afternoon. Prudence?
I was going to call and tell you that downtown Frankfort seemed like it was unhurt, other than seeing a few trees down, but now it looks like all the electricity's out in Frankfort. The tornado, or the twister, whatever it was, seemed to follow the highway and go on the south side of the city from the west to the east. A lot of the homes in Frankfort are built without basements, and a number of these homes have been demolished or moved off their foundation. There are trees down that are hampering the workers to try and get back to the people. People are awfully dazed. The debris all over the place is just unbelievable, and lines are down, power lines are down. I know you all have another twister going through. I hope it doesn't come this way. I know everybody does. But
well, apparently those two strong systems, which were indicated, whether they be severe thunderstorms or tornadoes in the making, are centered now in the Owen County areas, Owen and Henry County, and in Shelby County. So persons in that area should possibly take cover. Prudence, what about any fatalities or serious injuries there? Do you know of any in Frankfort?
I have heard of some, but as to whether they've been verified or not, I wouldn't know. We went down Evergreen Road, and there was great big beautiful Baptist church. This is a road out in the country, and this Baptist church has been leveled. There were people that were cut and hurt wandering around in the street who said, you know, that they knew of, you know, two or three people that were dead, but these were not, you know, policemen that would verify it. We helped one man who was climbing out from some debris and took him to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, we discovered that Frankfort does not have a big hospital. It's a very small hospital because we're a small community, and it was just crowded beyond belief.
Well, what is the situation there now? Do you have adequate help in the city?
The only comment that I can get from people is they say, you know, if you've got any heavy equipment, or they need strong arms to saw the trees and get the trees cleared out of the way so that they can get back into these isolated subdivisions or housing developments that have been hit.
Did you have warning before the storm hit?
We seem to have plenty of warning, but like I said, so many of the homes in Frankfort are built without basements. The people said they could just stand and watch. There was no place to go.
Well, Prudence, we'll be talking to you, I hope, later on, and possibly getting another update on exactly what the situation is. It's Frankfort, Brandenburg, Louisville, and Jefferson County, Palmyra, Indiana, and several other points in the Kentucky and Indiana areas mop up and pray that they are not hit by another tornado. And they tell us at the Weather Service that due to a cold front that's now centered in far western Kentucky, we may be under the threat of severe weather such as we've had this afternoon until the cold front moves through, and that could be tomorrow morning or very late tonight or even later tomorrow. Prudence Moore, thank you much for telling us what the situation is in Frankfort, and we'll be talking to you later.
Thank you, Byron.
This is WHAS in Louisville. We, for those of you who have joined us around the country on our clear channel signal, Louisville and Kentuckiana was hit by very severe weather today. Not, of course, the most important thing, but a factor in terms of programming and what you probably expected to hear at this time. The Kentucky Colonels basketball game was canceled because of severe damage to a place where the game was to be played, which is Freedom Hall here in Louisville. Our radio news team has been on the job here continuously since about a quarter of five. It's now 8 o'clock in Louisville. We have Glenn Baston and Chuck Paddock and Byron Crawford. Gentlemen, where are we?
Flip-up, which gentleman do you want?
Could I have the mic just for a second, Jeff? Another unfortunate report, and I am told now that we have five confirmed deaths at General Hospital within the metro Louisville area. Now, what this does to our toll area-wide, I don't know, but I think it will push it above 10. It pushes it up to 16 in the state of Kentucky. This will make then 16 deaths in the state of Kentucky. The injuries are many, many, many. We expect the number to increase as the evening wears on. We have been told by the acting mayor that there may be, to his knowledge, as many as 150 injuries in the Louisville area alone. We have one confirmed death in southern Indiana. The name of the town at the moment slips my mind. But now we are up to 16 deaths across Kentucky. We have passed a dozen in the Hoosier State. May I reiterate to you, please do not, unless you absolutely have to, travel in the metro Louisville area. There is a curfew for the eastern section of Louisville and for Jefferson County. It will remain in effect throughout the evening. This is the area that was hardest hit. Well, we're at 8 minutes. We're at 8 o'clock exactly, and this is WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. Chuck Paddock.
Glenn, I might repeat that until 8:15 this evening, a tornado warning is still in effect for Jefferson County, Bullitt County, Oldham County, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties in Kentucky. A pair of tornadoes moving across through southern Jefferson County and into the eastern counties east of here. We're not alone. As we were talking, southern Indiana has been hard hit. There's a late report coming from Swayze, Indiana, where Swayze police say a tornado has touched down in that Grant County city, striking a mobile home park, causing what they term numerous injuries. No other details available, but police say that they have sent out a call for ambulances. Swayze is located west of Gas City in Indiana in Grant County. To repeat, and it probably is a good idea to recap some of the things that we haven't had a chance to mention lately. The damage started in Metro Louisville and then moved across east of us about 4:25 this evening when I was on the phone with John Burke of the Weather Service at Standiford Field. And John at the time was saying he sees some high winds. And then he said the winds are 50 miles an hour. And at that point, John said, "I'm getting out of here." And he did, because he could see the tornado activity at Standiford Field. And from that point, where it touched down at Standiford Field, it ripped a path eastward through the county, destroying a lot of property, damaging a lot of property. We understand, as we heard a little while ago from Robin Logsdon, that a great amount of damage done to Cherokee Park. And there were some mobile homes damaged around the airport near Standiford Field. In Indian Hills, probably one of the hardest hit sections, about 200 homes, we haven't received a final figure on that, but about 200 homes had received strong damage. And, of course, in St. Matthews, one of the deaths occurred in the St. Matthews area. So far, we have 5 dead in Metro Louisville, 16 dead in the state of Kentucky, 11 dead that we know of in Indiana. And I think one thing we should point out for people who may not be familiar with the area, the tornado touching down at Standiford Field, at the first point of impact, is in southern Louisville. And because it touched down there and not before that, much of southwest Jefferson County, the Shively area, and the county out there and western portions of Louisville, escaped damage tonight. So they're probably operating as normal over there, but they shouldn't be, because there have been requests for people to stay off the streets so emergency vehicles can travel around. Luckily, there was one point this spring where we had, or last spring, where we had some severe weather in the southwest part of the county, and there are a lot of mobile home parks out there. It did not hit that part of the county this time, and I guess we can be thankful for that, because should it have gone through southwest Jefferson County, I can think of numerous mobile home parks there that might have been damaged. At this point, a tornado warning still in effect for Jefferson County, the southern portion of Jefferson County, Bullitt, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties. The Frankfort situation, we understand, is serious. They are asking for all heavy moving equipment as possible to come into the area. In the Metro Louisville area, there are centers for you to go to if you need housing for the night. I might repeat those at this time. Barrett School was to be one of them, but it was too heavily damaged to be used. So now they're sending people to Highland Junior High School, Wagner High School, and Ballard High School for the night. And along with that, Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Church will be open tonight on Old Brownsboro Road, south of Holiday Manor, in the Holiday Manor Shopping Center there. And if you can get there and you need somewhere to stay for the night, you might go to the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Church, and if you have a sleeping bag, bring it with you. The situation on the water at this point, and Jeff Douglas is rather familiar with this, as I have, but I've been running in and out of here back to the newsroom to help us regroup. The situation is that we still have problems pumping water in the city of Louisville. The reservoir over at Crescent Hill is not activated because of electrical problems and because of damage from the high winds. Earlier tonight, they said we had about 8 hours of water available. If we would conserve it, we could make that stretch longer. So we've been asking people, and the city is urging people to conserve water tonight, if at all possible. Some other notes which have just come in. The City Hall at Lebanon Junction will take care of people who are stranded because of wind damage tonight. That's the City Hall at Lebanon Junction. Byron Crawford has a tornado warning, and Byron, let's get that on right away, and then we'll come back to some of these other announcements.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. Apparently, the tornado activity has bypassed Jefferson County for the time being. However, this is a new tornado warning, and we certainly don't want to ignore the people out in the state of Kentucky and Indiana who might further need the services tonight. Tornado warning is in effect until 9 p.m. tonight for persons in Owen, Grant, Pendleton, Bracken, Anderson, Franklin, Scott, Harrison, Robertson, Mason, Woodford, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, Wayne, Pulaski, McCreary, Laurel, Clay, Whitley, Knox, and Clay counties in Kentucky. they didn't need to put that other Clay County in there because we had enough counties already, of course. We've got most of eastern Kentucky and much of east central Kentucky covered in this tornado warning in effect until 9 p.m. We'll be reviewing the counties again in the new tornado warning area, including Franklin County, which earlier tonight, as was Jefferson, was hit with a tornado and is now mopping up. Glenn Baston, do you have something?
Well, we are getting questions about this curfew. To whom does it apply? To where is it in effect? I have from Civil Defense Headquarters on the line now David Gittleman. David, it sounds like you have quite a bit of background noise there, but if you can hear me, will you please give us an explanation of this curfew?
Yes, I'm at Civil Defense Headquarters. There's a wide path that went through the eastern part of the city and on into the eastern part of the county of just devastation, like. And we have an absolute curfew in that area, and I'll give you the boundaries of it, till 6 o'clock in the morning. No one is permitted, out on the streets there. The police are going to stop everyone except official personnel and official health personnel in that area. I hope you've got the word out that police are on top of the situation there.
We're trying our best, and of course I'm sure there are National Guardsmen there too, David.
Yes.
Let's emphasize that word.
It's absolutely
absolute right.
Just, off of the streets, and we ask, there's a voluntary curfew, if you want to put it that way, everywhere in Jefferson County, because we not only have that area that we need to work in, but we are trying to keep our roads open, and we have the National Guard and the police and everyone else working towards keeping so that we can get emergency personnel and health equipment in and out of the area, so that it's important for everyone to Jefferson County to stay home if they can. Let me give you the boundaries of
Please.
That. On the area, as I say, goes through like Cherokee and Seneca Park and up into US 42 Brownsboro Road up by Rolling Fields. It is bounded on the north by Brownsboro Road, by US 42, by Grinstead Drive coming towards town, and then by Eastern Parkway. And so that's the boundary on the north, and everything south and east of there is in this absolute curfew. And the boundary then on the south side of that, I'm starting at the east end, is Westport Road, so that everything between Westport Road and Brownsboro Road, that's the curfew area. Then it continues on into town, that south boundary, Lexington Road, Seneca Park, on down through Trevilian Way, and then about a straight line down to Waterson Expressway. That's about it.
Well, that is fairly exact. Again, you would like to have people observe a voluntary curfew area-wide.
Yes. Now, we have a problem of some people, you know, wandering in that area whose homes may be devastated. And the police, you know, are going to do everything that they can to get people to shelters, and they seem to be on top of doing that. But unless a person has a legitimate official excuse to be there, they're going to be arrested. They just do not belong in that area, and if they're in that area, get in a home and stay there until 6 o'clock in the morning.
It doesn't matter if you've got a job that you should be at or something of that nature,
now,
or that you think you should be at.
We've discussed it and have the possibility of maybe having to put a, you know, a curfew on through the whole county and everyone stay where they are at work, but we're not at that point as yet. The only absolute curfew is in that area I described that moves up along Eastern Parkway and up towards U.S. 42. The rest of the county, we just plead, you know, stay at home so that the police and the National Guardsmen can get in and out.
David, thank you. Get back to your monitors and give us a briefing if anything new develops.
Okay, swell.
David Gilliman, he is holding down one of the chairs down at Civil Defense Headquarters, and of course you could tell that there was quite a bit of activity going on there. We have been asked to suggest to those nurses who are headed toward Bardstown Road and Eastern Parkway to go instead to Lexington Road and Grinstead Drive, the police station there. Those nurses that might be headed toward Bardstown Road and Eastern Parkway, go instead to Lexington Road and Grinstead Drive, the police station. All public health employees, sanitarians, nurses, listen to news broadcast from WHAS for information and stand by for service. If you have not been contacted and you are a public health employee, nurse or sanitarian, please listen to the broadcast as we continue with them for information and stand by for service if you are needed. Byron, you use my microphone, if you will. You have something there in your hand.
All right, good enough, Glenn. I just wish to air this tornado warning again because it affects a large part of Kentucky from Louisville on east. The tornado warning is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for persons in these counties, and listen very carefully because there are many of them. Owen, Grant, Pendleton, Bracken, Anderson, Franklin, Scott County, Harrison, Robertson, Mason up at Maysville, Woodford County, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, Wayne, Pulaski, McCreary, Laurel, Whitley, Knox, and Clay counties in Kentucky. At 7:50, tornadoes were indicated by radar in Owen, Anderson, and Wayne counties, and they were moving northeast at about 60 miles an hour. And again, I'll repeat those counties under the tornado warning until 9 o'clock tonight. Owen, Grant, Pendleton, Bracken, Anderson, Franklin, Scott, Harrison, Robertson, Mason, Woodford, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, Wayne, Pulaski, McCreary, Laurel, Whitley, Knox, and Clay counties, all in Kentucky. And as I say, that encompasses most of Kentucky east of Louisville. Again, we'll emphasize that you must be aware of the curfew in Louisville and Jefferson County. And although the strict curfew applies to the Eastern Parkway area, it generally affects us all because none of us who doesn't have business on the streets of Louisville and Jefferson County should be out tonight. And there are indications that if you are found in one of the strict curfew areas, then you face the possibility of being arrested if you have no official job. Chuck?
Byron, as you know, at a time like this, rumors start to spread, and we have several things from the city police department. Excuse me. From the Louisville Police Department, these announcements: for off-duty personnel, no officers that report to work unless they are called in. There was not a mass call-up of the Louisville Police Department tonight. Now, Suburban Hospital is open, contrary to rumor. There have been rumors that Suburban Hospital is closed. It is open. And the police and civil defense again have imposed that curfew in Jefferson County. All people remain off the streets until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And Battery B of the 2nd 138th Artillery National Guard Unit is to report to Elizabethtown National Guard Armory as soon as possible. All men from Battery B of the 2nd 138th Artillery National Guard Unit, Kentucky National Guard, to report to the Elizabethtown National Guard Armory. All members of the Coast Guard Reserve, 82-130, are to report to 5401 Southside Drive. And also, Byron, you have some late information coming in.
Yes, we do, Chuck. Glenn, do you have something that should go before?
I have the Red Cross standing by, Byron on the phone, Pat Stevens. Pat, would you give us an update on the situation with Red Cross? What are you doing, and what needs to be done from your view?
We have three shelters open, and the Ballard shelter is full, and we'd like to divert people now to the Wagner High School.
How many people would you think are at Ballard?
We haven't had a report. We just heard that we were full and couldn't take an overflow right now.
All right. Now, those who should or who would normally go to Ballard should instead go to Wagoner?
Right.
All right. Please continue. You have reports from the other stations?
We don't have any reports from the other stations yet. They've been getting set up. The Wagner hadn't had anybody in there yet, but Ballard is full, and we're trying to get the people started over there.
Okay. We have had several requests requesting help from nurses and things of this nature. Are you involved in this, Pat?
We have a nursing director here who's sending people out to the different high schools, and if the nurses do come in, they're being assigned to medical units.
Do you still need volunteers?
Well, I don't know how many nurses have been reported in so far. I'm not sure about the RNs, but I can check, and we can know more later.
Okay, fine. Pat, thank you again. Well, let me ask you this. Do you know whether or not there will be a third or maybe a fourth shelter open up now that Ballard is full?
There's Ballard, and let's see. We have three shelters open.
You have three. Ballard,
Highland Junior High.
Highland Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
But Ballard is now full.
Ballard is now full, and Highland Junior High and Wagner are the next two.
Okay. Thank you, Pat Stevens from the Red Cross office here in Louisville. Byron?
Well, Glenn, we continue to get dismal reports as far as the toll goes for life in today's tornadoes, which apparently were rather widespread. One person has been killed, at least 41 injured in the Clark County community of Borden, Indiana. At least a dozen persons are dead and hundreds injured in Ohio. The latest figures show 10 persons died in Xenia, Ohio, northeast of Cincinnati. Two more were killed in Cincinnati itself. At least 225 injuries are reported in those two cities, Xenia and Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, an Associated Press reporter at the scene says three square blocks of the Sailor Park section are gone, every house leveled. Sailor Park, of course, being almost directly across from the Covington community on the Kentucky side, so there's at least a possibility then that there could have been some damage on the Kentucky side of the river, right across from Sailor Park, where three blocks were leveled, three square blocks in the Sailor Park section gone, every house destroyed. Glenn, do you have more?
Well, may I reiterate what we were told a few minutes ago about this curfew in the area mentioned, and it is in eastern Jefferson County. It is an absolute curfew. The police are simply not going to permit people to be on the streets there, nor will the National Guardsmen who are on duty. It is absolute. For the rest of the county, the curfew is on a voluntary basis. They are asking you to stay at home. You are not ordered to do so, but you are not going to be permitted to enter into this very hard-hit area, which includes part of Shawnee Park.
Eastern Parkway.
Of Seneca Park. Along the Eastern Parkway, over into Crescent Hill, on out Brownsboro Road. Those sections, they're just simply not going to let you in. We're getting calls saying, does this mean I can't go to work, or does this mean that I can't get in to talk to somebody there? And the way we understand it, absolutely, it means that you cannot do it. It is an absolute curfew and will remain in effect until the daylight hours of tomorrow. We're at 19 minutes past 8, and we're getting also some calls about what's going to happen tomorrow to my school or what's going to happen tomorrow to my work and things of this nature. WHAS Radio will stay on the air tonight as long as is necessary to transmit information to you. We'll be on the air, of course, all night, but we will maintain this desk as long as it is necessary. We will begin tomorrow morning along about 5 or 5:30 with the same type of informational service that we are trying now to provide, so that if you have a question tomorrow morning, please tune us in, and those officials who are concerned will be getting in touch with us to give us updated information.
All right, Glenn, thank you. Of course, at some point tonight, we will probably find it necessary to stop to review what information we do have about where you can go tomorrow and how many of you will be able to get there, what kind of condition the roads are in, what kind of shape our water supply is in, again, to retouch on the water supply situation. This is not something that means there's a chance for diseases breaking out. It's nothing like that. It merely is a problem regarding the electrical supply to one of the city's main pumping stations for water in the Crescent Hill vicinity, which suffered a direct hit from the tornado this afternoon, and LG&E has given the situation top priority in efforts to restore at least a partial water supply to us. They tell us they have several hours of water supply left, but they don't think that they'll be pressed into any more harsh action than asking us to voluntarily conserve water if we use our water scrupulously. Now, Glenn, Frankfurt has been hard hit. Brandenburg, obviously, is very hard hit because they tell us at LG&E, Louisville Gas and Electric, that the gas service has been cut off to Brandenburg. This really means, despite the absolute curfew in the area that's been hardest hit in Louisville and Jefferson County, that whether we're in an absolute curfew section or not, we should stay at home at all costs, if possible. We should stay off the phone as much as possible. There's no need to call a next-door neighbor and say, what do you think of the situation? This is a time when, if we act properly, we may be able to help authorities get us out of a mess much more quickly. Perhaps 4 or 5 hours we can resume normal communications. Perhaps in the morning there will be some good news as far as the water supply situation goes. And, of course, everything is being done on the state and national level that is humanly possible. Senator Marlo Cook personally called this evening and told us that he's already been in communication with the White House. He's already talked to persons in the areas that were hardest hit, and he intends to have an emergency preparedness team from the White House in here as soon as possible to see what can be done and how quickly it can be done, and he wants to do as much as possibly can be done. Now, we know that at least 8 persons have died in Kentucky. We also know that probably there have been 150 at least and maybe more injured in Jefferson County, possibly as many as 3 dead in Jefferson County. Chuck Paddock now tells me there are at least 5 deaths reported in the Louisville area tonight and 16 across Kentucky. Hopefully the toll will go no higher, but we are still in the process of mopping up from the tornadoes that hit this afternoon, and we already have a tornado warning out, again, a new tornado warning for possibly as many as 15 counties, generally running from Grant County, which is between Louisville and Cincinnati, to Anderson County down at Lawrenceburg, over at Lawrenceburg, in Franklin County, which was already hit by a tornado, Scott County, McCreary County in extreme southern Kentucky, Laurel County in eastern Kentucky, Clay County, Knox County, Whitley County, Harrison, Pendleton, Bracken, all those counties under a tornado warning because 2 tornadoes were spotted in Anderson, Wayne County, and they were moving northeast at 60 miles an hour around 8 o'clock tonight. So, to be sure, the Weather Service has said you people in those counties are under a tornado warning. Be on the lookout and take precautions even when they are seemingly not necessary. Jeff, do you have something?
Well, I just wanted to recall the tornadoes were so widespread this afternoon, as you have been reading, they went all the way up into the Midwest. And like we reported earlier, and it's been somewhat lost in all the busy news so far, we had those tremors a bit earlier in the southern part of the county, I believe, which was the direct result of, I believe you said, people shouldn't panic at this because it's over and it wasn't near here, an earthquake, which was in the Midwest, much, much farther away. And that is a very, very unusual situation, very, very intense weather, and felt in many, many states. I think the location you gave was somewhere south of St. Louis.
I believe it was southeast of St. Louis, some 130 miles, Jeff, but I thought... one of the interesting aspects of it was that this quake, which was centered there, apparently measured somewhere in the neighborhood of 4.5 on the Richter scale. Now, whether the Richter scale only goes to 7 or whether it goes to 9, I am not certain. But whichever is the top of the scale, then it certainly was strong enough to cause some tremors here, and they were felt around a wide area from Galena, Indiana, all the way down to Jefferson County and then some. Glenn?
I've got a bit of good news. Some of the electrical power is coming back on. The Strathmore area and the triangle between Bardstown Road, the Watterson, and Taylorsville Road. They now have power restored. And for those areas, we just had a request to repeat the information that we have. We will try to reiterate it for those of you who have been without power and who have not been able to listen in. Right now, I understand that, and for those of you, we do have a curfew in effect for a portion of eastern Jefferson County. Monica Kaufman is on the line right now with some updated information on this from Civil Defense Headquarters. We'll switch over to Chuck Paddock's desk for the report from Monica.
Monica, what's the latest on the curfew at this point? It's been expanded, correct?
Well, it's still going from now, started at 7:30 until 6 a.m., and it's still in the boundaries as we gave earlier. Do you need those again?
Yes. Could you repeat those for us?
Sure.
And then I understand that there's been another request from the county judge, which you can bring up after that. Time now is 8:26 from WHAS Louisville. For people tuning in across the nation, we have 44 states that are probably listening to us wondering exactly what's going on. Louisville area has been struck by tornadoes. Southern Indiana struck by tornadoes. Central Kentucky struck by tornadoes, along with portions around the Cincinnati area and central Indiana and Tennessee. And we are attempting to get out as much information as we can at this point on that will help people who are stranded tonight from their homes, who may be without power, maybe without, in some cases, without water in some areas, or who may need some place to sleep tonight. Monica, do you have the information now?
Yes, the curfew began at 7:30, and it will last until 6 a.m. The boundaries on the north of the area is Brownsboro Road, Grinstead Drive, Eastern Parkway. On the south, it's Westport Road, Lexington Road, Seneca Park, and Trevilian Way, and the Expressway, and everything east of Freedom Hall. And what they mean by this curfew is everyone in this area should please stay in their house except for emergency medical care. And they're asking all other people to observe the curfew because work crews are having difficulty getting in to clean up.
In other words, this includes eastern Louisville.
Yes.
And how much of Jefferson County?
They have not given us a percentage. You'd have to mark it off on a map.
But there's a large portion of
Jefferson
County.
Yes, it is. Now, the newest thing we've gotten just a moment ago is that Newman Walker, superintendent of city schools, says city schools will be closed tomorrow. We are still waiting to hear from Superintendent Richard Van Hoos, but city kids have a free day. We've also been asked by Judge Hollenbach and Creighton Michonne, who's representing Mayor Harvey Sloan, who's out of town, that all companies in our area close down their third shift because they need the extra water supply. So they said the companies don't have to do it, but they would please like for them to. One other thing, Louisville Gas and Electric says that their transformer station, which is out at Crescent Hill, the pumping station has been totally destroyed, and crews are now working to get emergency pole lines to extend power to the pumping station, but they don't think it'll be repaired at least for 7 hours. As far as hospitals are concerned, Our Lady of Peace Hospital so far is the only one in the Louisville area not with electrical power, but they are supposed to have emergency generating facilities to provide electricity sometime soon. And the county judge has also said that Suburban Hospital was earlier without power, but service to it has been restored. We have not as yet received a number of officially from here of the number of people who've been injured or killed, and they say that they can't make any estimate as to the number of homes that are without power, or can they say to the amount of damage that's been done, put a numerical value on it.
Okay, we've run over quite a bit of new material. Let's cover two things that are new, one about third shifts and the other one about the city schools.
Okay, so basically, again, city schools, they have a holiday tomorrow, and they're still waiting to hear from Superintendent Richard Van Hoos. We've been told that he is going over one of these sites. He's out at Wagner High School, and they're hoping to get with him later on for the county schools. But as of right now, it's just the city schools that will be closed tomorrow. And then the second item is that they've asked all the companies in this area to close down their third shift because of the water supply.
Okay, thank you, Monica. You're at Civil Defense Headquarters. Check back with us on this line anytime you have new information.
Okay, Chuck, bye.
Byron Crawford or Glenn Baston, whichever.
I guess I was elected by the flip of the switch there. May we point out, and if some of you are indeed just getting your power back and just joining us, we have
a very serious situation with our water supply in the metro Louisville area. The pumping station at Crescent Hill had a considerable amount of problem with it because of the storm. The electricity to that area was knocked out. Now, we have a limited supply of water, so you're going to have to take care of it. Be very conservative in your use of water. I had a call a while ago that indicated that we were getting a lot of laundromats and things like this, people passing by and seeing them still in operation. Please, folks, don't do this. If you're traveling, you shouldn't be in the metro area. The curfew, I'm told that there may be some confusion. That curfew for that particular part of eastern Jefferson County that Monica mentioned is absolute. You're not going to be permitted into that area. For the rest of the county, it is a voluntary curfew. That doesn't mean that you can't get out, but it means that the officials would much prefer that you don't get out. In addition to Louisville schools being canceled tomorrow, Perry County, Indiana schools are also canceled for tomorrow. We do know that Brown and Williamson's third shift will not operate tonight. If those of you who lost power have food that needs to be refrigerated, and I know this is in violation of what I just said about not traveling, but if you have food that needs refrigeration, I'm told that the St. Matthew's Ice House at Westport Road behind Bacon's has opened and will permit storage there of food that in which refrigeration is necessary. Byron, may I pass it to you?
Okay. Let me get my technician, Jeff Douglas, back on the board here. Thank you, Jeff. We are beginning to get some information now from the LaGrange State Police Post. As you know, the heavy storm activity which moved through here and we thought was going to hit in the Okolona Outer Loop section missed us, apparently, and went up through Owen County in that vicinity, the Henry County area, and now we are getting some reports of damage from that storm. On Highway 146 east of Crestwood, two houses and three barns either damaged or destroyed, and that will apply to all the places I give you here. On Kentucky 53, a mile south of LaGrange, one house and a bank building under construction were damaged. Henry County, south of Campbellsburg, U.S. 421, five houses and two barns damaged. Kentucky 1606 in Henry County, two houses and a barn destroyed. Pendleton and Henry County, one house trailer damaged, minor injuries. Northern Owen County, heavy property damage reported from Northern Owen County. And at Lacey in Henry County, one trailer and four barns destroyed and two barns damaged. We're beginning to get these kind of reports, and what they indicate is that there's at least a possibility of some serious injuries and possibly even deaths. And of course, as the evening wears on, we'll be giving you the toll as we receive it here at WHAS. Here is a new tornado warning that is in effect until 9:15 tonight for persons in Metcalf, Green, Adair, Taylor, Marion, Casey, Washington, Mercer, Boyle, Lincoln, Jessamine, Garrod, Nelson, Spencer, Anderson, and Madison counties in Kentucky. Now, these are added to the list of counties that we gave you earlier, which made up many of the counties east of Louisville in Kentucky. These are all new counties, by the way, and they are under a tornado warning until 9:15 this evening. They are for persons in Metcalf, Green, Adair, Taylor, Marion, Casey, Washington, Mercer, Boyle, Lincoln, Jessamine, Garrod, Nelson, Spencer, Anderson, and Madison counties in Kentucky.